This is BOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. We are now hours away before a planned summit between U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva. Expectations for a major breakthrough at the June 16th summit are low, with ties between Washington and Moscow at their most strained in years. Both leaders say they do hold the Geneva meeting, their first in-person encounter since Biden became president, can lead to stable and predictable relations, even though they remain at odds over so much from Ukraine to Syria. Israeli aircraft carried out a series of airstrikes at militant sites in the Gaza Strip. It's the first such raid since a shaky ceasefire ended the war with Hamas militants last month. The Israeli airstrikes targeted facilities used by Hamas for meetings to plan attacks, according to the military, blaming the militant group for any act of violence from Gaza. There were no immediate reports of casualties. On Tuesday, hundreds of Israeli ultranationalists, some chanting death to Arabs, paraded in East Jerusalem. The outgoing UN Special Envoy for Yemen has expressed deep regret to the Security Council that he failed to mediate a ceasefire and peace talks between Yemen's warring parties during the past 3 years. But Martin Griffiths said Tuesday that he hopes that diplomatic efforts, especially by Oman, will bear fruit, and, painting a bleak picture of the Arab world's poorest country. In this final briefing to the council, Griffiths said the country is